This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. It's been quite a week in Washington, D.C. After a three-day shutdown of the federal government, lawmakers on Monday afternoon voted for a compromise plan that will extend funding for another few weeks. And during this time period, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pledged to bring an immigration reform bill to the floor of the Senate that addresses the needs of more than 800,000 people who were brought into this country by their undocumented parents, the so-called Dreamers. So how does Vermont's congressional delegation view this entire issue? We turn now to Elizabeth Hewitt, who's been covering Washington politics for VT Digger. Elizabeth, great to have you back on the program.
I'm happy to be with you.
So Vermont's two senators are in key positions regarding the budget. Senator Patrick Leahy is the leading Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator Bernie Sanders is the ranking minority member on the Senate Budget Committee. Both of them voted against the compromise plan that passed the Senate on an 81-18 vote. So what were their reasons? Let's start with Senator Leahy.
Senator Leahy took sort of an interesting approach here. Senator Leahy has backed the last three continuing resolutions that Congress has passed to keep the government open. There was one in September and two in December. And this time he said, you know, he just couldn't back a fourth one. He is really concerned about several issues. One of them is the importance of creating a long-term budget and having parity for raising the budget for both defense spending and non-defense spending. And he has been hammering on this issue of needing a budget agreement for months and months and months. This goes long before the end of the fiscal year, which was back in September. So that was one of his big issues with this. He also says that the package did not have enough of the other things that he would like to see in it. This package did include funding, for instance, for the Children's Health Insurance Program, which is a program that lapsed back in September and has not been reauthorized since then. But Leahy said it didn't have a bunch of other things that he really felt were important to be in there. So his was an interesting vote. You know, his role on the Appropriations Committee means that he's pretty central to a lot of the budget discussions that go on. He's continuing to really push for things to move forward with a budget agreement. But, you know, we already are coming up on the deadline here. This continuing resolution only gets us through February 8th. So that's a big lift.
And how about Senator Sanders?
Senator Sanders also was raised issues with the structure of the budget. You know, he says it's just you can't keep kicking the can down the road on this. And has said that it's not sustainable to run an operation that is as large as the federal government on these week-to-week agreements. He has also been very big on the issue of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which, of course, is going to be ending in March 5th after the Trump administration decided to wind that down back in September. And Sanders has really said he feels that this is the moral crisis of our time and that he was among those Democrats who really were saying that we can't move forward with this resolution without having some agreement in place. So that's one of his issues. He's also brought up many other issues, including having parity for the budget, as Leahy has brought up. He also has raised the issue of community health center funding. That's another program that lapsed back at the end of the fiscal year in September and has not been continued yet. And so it's really a bunch of different issues that that motivated the two senators to vote in the way that they did.
And what did you hear from Congressman Welch?
Congressman Welch also brought up similar concerns. Representative Welch did not vote for the resolutions over the past couple months, and he similarly brought up DACA as being a big issue, as well as all of these other factors that the senators brought up.
Now, Elizabeth, as you mentioned, this funding runs out on February 8th. Is it possible we're going to be right back in the same place again just a couple of weeks from now?
It's definitely possible. You know, that time goes pretty quickly down here in Washington, and there are some big initiatives that are being looked at right now. Building a budget is not a small task. This is something that will take a long time. The House has already passed a bunch of appropriations bills, The Senate has not yet done that, although the Senate Appropriations Committee has worked through all the appropriations bills. It's not actually that easy of a situation to put it all together. My understanding from speaking to some staffers is that it actually would probably be pretty difficult to get that long-term package crafted in time for this February deadline. On top of that, there's also the issue of DACA. As you mentioned, Republican leadership in the Senate has vowed that they will bring DACA to the floor for a vote by February 8th or on February 8th. And there are these sort of behind-the-scenes negotiations going on with a pretty large group of bipartisan senators. But that is also a big issue, and these kinds of compromises can take a lot of time. And so it will be interesting to see where things are with that when we're back in this position in just a few weeks' time.
And should the Senate address the DACA issue, that doesn't mean that the House is going to go along with that plan.
No, and that's one of the big issues that I've heard. I was speaking with Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, who is a Republican, and asking him a little bit about his view of it. And he brought up that, you know, just because there's a guarantee that just because the Senate might take this up and might even pass something on this, there's no guarantee there that the House would pass something or the president would sign it. So definitely a lot of things still up in the air, and the government is back open, the lights are back on, but we continue to be in a bit of a precarious situation.
Do you think that Senators Leahy and Sanders, as well as Representative Welch, feel that a later debate over DACA coming, let's say, on February 8th, is more defensible in terms of shutting the government down than it was trying to do that in January?
You know, I'm not sure where they would come down on that. I know that all three of them have said they don't relish having a government shut down. This is not something that any politician really wants to be associated with. There's some skepticism about what can be done, though. And, you know, when I was speaking with Senator Sanders about his vote, he sort of said he doesn't really see at this point what will be different on February 8th from right now.
Elizabeth, you've been down in Washington covering politics for VT Digger since the summer. What's been the biggest surprise for you as you try to follow the delegation down there?
Well, it's a very big building, very big maze of underground tunnels connecting lots of buildings, actually. It's been a really interesting time to be here. I was here for the big healthcare debate back in July when Obamacare repeal was on the Senate floor and was ultimately voted down. I was here for the tax reform bill at the end of last year, and now I was here for the shutdown. And it's pretty incredible to sort of see these politics playing out. And our delegation has been very accessible to me. That's been great. It's been really nice to have opportunities to sort of hear more about where the members of Vermont's delegation are coming down on these really big issues and get their reasoning behind their votes. But like I said, it's a very big building.
And Elizabeth, you've also covered the Vermont legislature very closely. How are these two experiences similar or perhaps different?
Well, you know, there's in legislation in general, there's such an interesting strategy behind it, right? I've often felt in covering the Vermont legislature that it would make a really good board game to sort of get your bill from the House to the Senate to the governor's desk. And there's that same sort of feeling here that you really need to know the rules well, and parliamentary procedure can be a very powerful tool, and we've seen a lot of that here, and that's very similar. One of the big differences is that in Vermont, you know, we are a part-time legislature, and we also don't have staff. It's a small building. It's a very collegial building. It's very easy to access lawmakers and for lawmakers to access each other. And here it's just so much bigger of an operation, and you don't see that. There's not the same collegiality in the State House cafeteria, for instance.
Elizabeth Hewitt is the congressional reporter for VT Digger in Washington, D.C. Elizabeth, very great to have you on the program today.
Thank you so much, Bob.